chapter Mishnah 7. So this is now going to be talking about Midrash. Midrash was, if a person was Tameh, he was a Zav, he had a emission. He couldn't sit. Anything he sat on became Tumah like him. And that was called a Midrash. And he brings the Psukim on the Karti. It says, every bed whereon he lies, that has an issue, meaning the person had an issue, now he lies on the bed. So the bed is unclean, and everything whereon he sits is also unclean. That's one pasuk. And another pasuk, whatever saddle he has that he rides upon shall also be unclean. So you see, anything he sits on is considered unclean. So came along the Chachomim, and they instituted the following stringency around this. That Bigda Amar Aretz Midrash Leprushin. That the clothes of an Amar Aretz, so if the person was was Tumah, and he sat down, like he's sitting on his pants, so the pants become Midrash Tumah. So the clothes of an Amar Aretz, someone who's not careful with Tumah and Tara, that's automatically considered Tumah for someone who's a Prushim, which means that they normally separate themselves from Amaratzim when it comes to Tumah and Tara. They're more careful than your average person when it comes to Tumah and Tara. And Bigda Prushin, Midrash Lo'ech Le'Trumah, the clothes of a Prushin are considered Midrash for someone who eats Trumah. Again, a level up. Bigda Oichlin Trumah Midrash LeKodesh, someone who eats Trumah, their clothes are considered Midrash for Kodesh. Bigda Kodesh Midrash LeChattas, and so to up it goes to a Chattas, the May Chattas. And now he brings examples. Is Yosef ben Yezer Haya Chassid Sheva Kohuna. Yosef ben Yezer, he was a Chassid in the Kohuna, meaning, says the Karti, that he would treat even Chulin, even normal food, he would only eat it in a state of purity as if it was Trumah food. He was very, very careful on himself. But nevertheless, says the mission of Ahasa mit Pachsoi, Midrash LeKodesh. Even his clothes were considered Midrash Tumah for someone who ate Kodesh, for Kodesh offering. Even though he was so careful, it wasn't good enough. And Yochanan bin Gudgada, Haya Eichel al Taharas HaKodesh, Kol Yomav. He was very careful all his days. He ate all of his food as if it was Kodesh food. He was very, very strict with himself. Nevertheless, Vahasa mit Pach Toi Midrash Lechatas. His handkerchief was considered Midrash for someone who wanted to touch the waters of the red heifer, even though he was so careful.